Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already Memorial Day weekend, and we have a special guest in honor of Memorial Day. But before I introduce my special guest, just bringing people up to speed on a few things. The Capital Ear Race Series continues on, and most recently there was the race at Canterbury Shaker Village, and so the series is well underway, and the next event will be the Over the River and Through the Woods at Northeast Delta Dental, and that will be the first weekend in June. And of course, last week's show, we had Tom Walton here, and he was talking about the Friends of the Merrimack River Greenway Trail, and in July, there'll be the Northeast Delta Dental Merrimack River Trail Triathlon. Affordable Care Act is keeping me busy. That's why I like to do radio, to kind of get away from that. But we're actually doing quite well on the public exchange. Over 1,300 people in New Hampshire have navigated healthcare.gov and have been able to purchase a cost-effective dental program through the public exchange. And about 5,000 people have been able to purchase an individual product through our private exchange called Delta Dental Covers Me. Well, as mentioned, it is Memorial Day weekend, 24th and 25th, depending on when you're listening to this. And with me today, I am so honored, is Command Sergeant Major Victor May. And I'd like everybody to know that this gentleman that is with us this weekend is truly a war hero, and his list of awards and decorations include the Bronze Star Medal, second award, the Meritorious Service Medal, Army Commendation Medal, Army Achievement Medal, the Iraq Campaign Medal, Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, Southwest Asia Service Medal, Armed Services Reserve Medal, Army Reserve Components Achievement Medal, Army Good Conduct Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Non-Commissioned Officers Professional Development Ribbon, Third Award, Overseas Service Ribbon, Armed Services Reserve Medal with M Device, Army Reserve Components Overseas Training, Army Service Ribbon, NATO Medal, the Liberation of Kuwait, and the list goes on. So I am just so honored. I always think oral health is important until I'm with someone from some military. So Command Sergeant May, thank you for joining me this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's certainly an honor to be here to talk about a subject as important to me as Memorial Day. And, you know, I appreciate the fact of you reading off the awards, but I'll tell you, it's an honor for me to wear those awards, but especially as a Command Sergeant Major, it really is the soldiers and the families that I have had the honor to serve with that had gone through times that are extremely difficult. So I share those awards with anybody and everybody that I've ever served with and their families. And it's just been a real honor.
And I can tell that that you're genuine in saying that, and talking to you before the show, you definitely have a obviously extreme leadership skills, but very, very team orientated. Tell us how you got into military. I think you were raised in Epson and graduated from Pembroke, which at yep. Pembroke Academy in 1982. And so how did you get involved with military and specifically the New Hampshire Army National Guard?
So I always knew I was, you know, just growing up as a youngster, I either wanted to be a police officer or in the military. I met my wife at a very young age. We were both, I was just coming out of elementary school. She was still in elementary school that summer. So I was in a relationship, and I wanted to join the military, but I didn't want to permanently leave and go anywhere. So I went in and I joined the National Guard.
Wow. So your wife is Michelle, and you and you live in Pittsfield, so you have children?
Yes, we do. We have two. We have Brandon and Vanessa, and I have a granddaughter, Sophie Mae Purrington.
You look too young to be a granddad. So I'm told that being a granddad is one of the most pleasurable and exciting things. So is that true?
It is honestly one of the best things that could ever happen to anybody.
Now, do Vanessa and Brandon live nearby in Pittsfield?
They do. So my son Brandon is actually a member of the National Guard as well.
Oh, nice.
He belongs to the engineer company. And my daughter lives in Northwood, and she is a dental hygienist. So,
wow, this makes the show even that much more relevant. Because, as you know, you can't have good overall health without good oral
health.
So that's good to know that she's a hygienist. So Michelle must be a princess and a saint combined.
She is. She has totally been through this with me the whole time, from beginning to end, from, like I said, the end of our elementary school days, straight through high school, straight into the military. So I tell her many times she's suffered a lot more than I have.
So I'm sure there were many times when you were deployed, when Vanessa and Brendan were young, and like, what were some of the feelings that Michelle had, and did that help shape your work now working with the State Family Program?
Absolutely, and I really didn't know it at the time, but as I was getting ready for my first deployment, so for Desert Shield and Desert Storm, at that time my kids were like 3 and 4. So for the kids themselves, they realized that I was gone and that I wasn't around, but in reality, the real challenge was for Michelle, and dealing with all of those things that both mom and dads can typically deal with. However, I was gone. So she had to take on the responsibility of the home. She had to take on the maintenance. She had to take on the bills. She had to take on everything and do it on her own and worry about me at the same time.
And that's interesting, because one of the things I've learned being involved with the Veterans Count Program, which maybe we'll touch on after the commercial break, is that the spouse who's left back home with the children, in some case, by the way, both the mom and dad are both deployed, and that brings in grandparents and so forth. But as they point out, the daily functions of life, going to the dentist, fixing the broken window, fixing the dishwasher, doing the laundry, that stuff doesn't go away.
It does not go away.
And then overarching that is, of course, the worry, because your spouse is deployed in a dangerous situation, so it probably doesn't help matters.
Right.
So that shaped your current involvement. So tell us, kind of outline for me how the State Family Program works, and also in the spirit of transparency, Command Sergeant Victor May, of course, also knows April Hooten, who used to work at Delta Dental for many, many years, and now April works at the Family Assistance Center, and of course her husband Steve is a state Command Sergeant Major, and I know Steve and April very well, and so the fact that they recommended you, I know that right there, we're off to a good start. Mm-hmm. But tell us how it all kind of fits together, the State Family Program, the Family Assistance Centers, and I know I have a lot of military families that listen to this show, so you might want to also give out some contact information.
Okay. So our State Family Program falls under, we call it Service Member and Family Services under the New Hampshire National Guard. And it's really a program that's put into place to help take care of a lot of those things that I was talking about. So Service Member and Family Services covers a wide variety of resources that we use, that soldiers and family members can use. One, to prepare for a deployment, because that's a big lesson we've learned, that it's key that we help our families as well as our soldiers prepare for a deployment. So by having events that are, we have yellow ribbon events that are 30, 60, and 90 days. So once you return, there's one for 30, one for 60, and one for 90. On top of that, there are pre-deployment activities that go on that help the families to understand those kind of things, those kind of resources that can be there to help them, anywhere from personal financial counseling to education to how is it that I deal with, I may have an issue with a child in school, who is there that can come with me and help to talk to teachers to help them to understand what kind of challenges it is that a child or a spouse may be going through during that deployment. We have everything that focuses again on that pre-deployment. So, you know, it may be on paying the bills. It may be on where's the fuse box. It may be on who could I possibly call if the roof was leaking. So it's all encompassing. General Riddell likes to call us Fort New Hampshire. And his whole purpose in Fort New Hampshire is the fact that as the New Hampshire National Guard, we do not return to a military base. We all come home. We all go our separate ways. So what he likes to do is make sure we are all encompassing with us, with community organizations, so that we can help, again, prepare families for deployment, take care of them while their soldiers deployed, and then help them to reintegrate when they come back home.
Now, you have been both the Yellow Ribbon Coordinator as well as now the State Family Program Director. So how do those programs coordinate, if you will?
So the Yellow Ribbon Program really came in from that exact purpose that, okay, reintegration is key and helping the soldier to reintegrate with the family, helping them to know that, hey, it's okay, we can relax now, we can come back, helping us to learn for those that are having difficulties on focusing on going back to a job. You know, in some cases, it's changing diapers. You know, many times as soldiers are deployed, before they left, they've had newborns, or maybe while they were even deployed, they had babies. So again, coming back and making sure that we're good to go on that, taking care of our kids and how to take care of our kids and dealing with some of those other challenges that come back in.
So if I'm a spouse of someone that's deployed and struggling right now or just needs someone to talk to, you have some contact information?
Yeah, so we do. We have a 24/7 emergency response hotline. That number is 1-877-598-0666. And then we also have our resource and referral line, which is 1-877-598-0665.
Okay, after commercial break, we'll give that contact information again, and then we'll talk more specifically about Memorial Day. Again, I'm honored this weekend to have with me Victor May, who is a Command Sergeant Major of the 197th Field Artillery Brigade. Thank you. Tom Raffio, return after commercial break.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Command Sergeant Victor May. Victor is the Command Sergeant Major of the 197th Field Artillery Brigade and was named so in April of 2012, and now he currently serves as the State Family Program Director. And momentarily, I'm going to ask him to give out the contact information again. Some of the feedback I get from the listening audience is, oh, you gave out the contact information, and I parked my car, and then I need it again. So I'm going to ask Victor to do that again. One other quick update, though, I wanted to give you on the book, There Are No Do-Overs. It's going well. In fact, next weekend I'll be down in New York City at the Jacob Javits Center, which is the biggest book fair in the United States. And the book is on leadership principles, and the co-author was Dave Cowan, so we sprinkled a little basketball information there. So, Command Sergeant Major Victor May, can you give us the contact information again? If I'm a spouse of a military, someone that's just been deployed or coming back, and I'm stressing on different issues, or just needed someone to talk with, again, if you could give us that contact
information. Yeah, absolutely. So, the emergency hotline is 1-877-598-0666, and the resource and referral is 1-877-598-0665.
Now, you were saying to me that when you returned from Desert Storm, the first Gulf War, which was successful from a military perspective, and but obviously people returned from that, you were saying that the support system wasn't necessarily there as much as it is now. So how has it evolved? Tell us about your experience coming back, and then how has it improved since then?
Right. So when I returned from the Gulf War, I literally came back into the state. I went through a small reverse SRP.
Which stands for what?
Which stands for...
you can describe it.
Yeah, so it really breaks down as to a program put into place to kind of make sure your pay was good, to make sure your out processing was good, so that...
It's a real basic stuff.
Yeah, it's very, very basic. And I literally came in and they sent me to the VA and said, hey, here's your VA card. And yeah, now you're good to go. And I literally went home. And that was the end of it.
And you were supposed to integrate immediately into society.
Right, absolutely. So, and again, remember at that time, there wasn't a lot of National Guard units that had deployed. I mean, it had been a long time. Vietnam had certainly had some Guard units. Our 3rd Battalion had deployed to Vietnam. But again, getting that reintegration, and I was a volunteer, so I went on my own. I didn't have a unit that I came back with. So really kind of fitting back in and reintegrating, we definitely had some challenging times that right now what we have in place is, again, the Yellow Ribbon Program. We have the Care Coordination Program in place. We have Transition Assistance Advisors. We really have, as certainly part of the General's Program, on, having that whole Fort New Hampshire going on and making sure that both our soldiers, our service members, and our families are taken care of.
So it's evolved in a positive way, and of course also the science on, concussion research and
Absolutely.
Just overall stress research is much better, and I think people are much more understanding. And I know when I'm out in the community a lot, every service person that's, whether they're in or out of uniform, if someone knows that you're in the service, it seems like they're getting standing ovations. So I think the public is getting much better about recognizing the work that people like you do versus, let's say, when some Vietnam veterans came back.
Right. And there, I'll tell you, they are really the ones, the Vietnam veterans, as I look back. I had two older brothers that had deployed to Vietnam. So a lot, they really paved the way with a lot of the benefits that we have now. The challenges that they went through in life, they pushed to make sure that when service members were returning, that they wouldn't have to face the same kind of thing that they did. So our endless, endless appreciation and thanks to those guys.
It's great that you recognize that, because oftentimes we forget, when we make progress, that a lot of people sacrificed for
Absolutely.
That. So that's great to hear. So one quick story about Desert Storm. You said as you were about to return, you did run into General Schwarzkopf. So he was a bigger than life type of guy.
He was definitely a bigger than life kind of guy, and he really had that command presence. And you looked at him, and you believed in him, and you knew if he was saying what we were doing was the right thing, it was the right thing.
Okay, so. It's very relevant, of course, that we're chatting this weekend, and of course, Monday, May 26th is Memorial Day, and so can you, I know, again, and this is fine, it's used a lot for family cookouts and for family gatherings, and that's all good. I think family time is great, but I think we need to bring it back to the Memorial Day is also a solemn reminder that our freedom comes at a very high price. So can you tell us, for example, why the flag flies at half staff and some other things that make Memorial Day so meaningful to you?
Right. So Memorial Day. So you know, as I look at our holidays, and we celebrate America. So, you know, we have the July 4th, and we have Veterans Day, and we have Memorial Day, and they're all special to me. They're all should be special to all Americans. But Memorial Day is really that one time when we think about those service members that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. That, you know, for me, from the time that I wake up in the morning, I focus on that fact that I am very fortunate to be where I am, that I'm fortunate to have the freedoms that I have. And, you know, again, as you were talking about it, really, it's become that mark for, hey, that's when vacations start. And I'm off of that. And I would just ask that as people are getting ready to do that kind of thing, that they really think about Memorial Day and really what that's all about. And you know, just really think about, you know, there's a lot of parades that are going on. There's a lot of celebrations that are going on in celebrating the fact that we have what we have due to these soldiers that have given the ultimate sacrifice. So just really take that day, take part of the day, and just think about it. And again, my thoughts are always with the family for those families, again, that have lost service members.
And in honor of those service folks, the American flag flies half-staff from
right.
dawn till noon.
Correct.
And the graves of the U.S. servicemen and women are marked by flags and flowers.
Absolutely.
You know, my father served in the military, and at his funeral, it was just remarkable to see, you know, the process that they go through. So I'm glad that there's much more high regard and respect for you know, for military these days.
Absolutely.
And as you and I both know, these people come from all walks of life: poor, rich, middle class, you know, black, white. They're all ordinary people that have basically chosen to serve the country.
Right. And it you know, it truly becomes that whole family connection. And you'll hear many people talk about the toughest times that they had on deployment. And what got them through was their service member to their left or to their right. And they're there to make sure that that person gets home too. So it really is that family dynamic.
You know, one surprising fact is probably most people don't realize that our entire nation's military, the Army, the Air Force, Marines, Navy, and Coast Guard, represents just 1% of the entire population of 300 million of the United States. So in New Hampshire, we have about 5,000 National Guardsmen and reservists.
Correct.
And about another 7,000 serve in active duty. So in your role, do you meet most of these people from New Hampshire?
So again, so I'm fortunate to go to help to get sold. So I'm dual-hatted, like everybody in the National Guard. So my weekend job is I'm the brigade command sergeant major. And then during the week, my job is the state family program director. And they really go hand in hand with each other. So I have the honor and the pleasure to work with service members, mostly from the National Guard, but from other branches as well, to be able to help, again, to get them resources to help them through times, or to help them to help their family members.
And why don't you once again give us that contact information?
Yep. So again, the emergency hotline is 1-877-598-0666, and the resource and referral line is 1-877-598-0665.
And here's some, I know then we'll bring it sort of closer to New Hampshire. Since the Revolutionary War, about 1 million American men and women have died serving our country. So as on Memorial Day on May 26th, you know, we just need to remember all 1 million of those folks. But specifically, we want to remember and honor there were 42 service members from New Hampshire who have given their lives in combat since the beginning of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And those are soldiers, Marines, Special Forces, as well as National Guardsmen. So a special thought and prayers to the families of those 42 service members. And I guess if you you also include those who died of non-combat injuries and so forth since 2003, that's about 60. So there's been a number of New Hampshire people who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, and hopefully everybody that's listening to this show will recognize that while certainly it's a nice day to gather the family for a cookout, I think definitely we need to think about those people who have paid the ultimate price. So any final thoughts, Command Sergeant Major? I mean, your career, you look wonderful. I know that you have been in many stressful situations, so I'm sure that your wife and children have been a great support system, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Absolutely.
And Pittsfield is a great community. I'm actually out there a lot because there's a number of great academic things going on in Pittsfield with the superintendent, John Freeman. So I love your community, and it seems like it's a community where everybody is rallying around teachers and the people in the police officers and fire, and I'm sure the military as well.
Right, and I definitely agree about the community. I think New Hampshire as a whole, our communities in New Hampshire are really great. I mean, they have really stepped up. And you mentioned it a little bit earlier that, you know, as I will go to a Dunkin' Donuts or I'll go someplace else and somebody will be there thanking me for my service. And in reality, I tell them it truly is my honor to serve. It has been a pleasure for 31 years. And really, I would just ask, my final thoughts is certainly my asset that I would ask that, you know, on Memorial Day, that everybody enjoy your time, enjoy the things you're doing, but just take a little bit of time again to think about those service members that paid the ultimate sacrifice for their families that are at home now without them. And really, I mean, I think that's the best thing we can do, and that's really what Memorial Day is all about.
Well said. I'm so honored this weekend to have Command Sergeant Major Victor May with me, who is currently serving as the State Family Program Director and has done so much for our country. Earlier, before a commercial break, I read off the many awards and heroic things he's done, and I think the fact that he's here for other families who serve is just wonderful. Thank you, Command Sergeant Major, for joining me this weekend.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.